Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
So day one wasn't great for Judge Jackson. Day two got worse. Day three, oh my gosh. What am I talking about? I'm talking about, we now know that Judge Jackson has now admitted to doing pro bono work for terrorists in Guantanamo Bay.
You've done pro bono work for, on behalf of detainees at Guantanamo Bay. Have you ever done pro bono work for the victims of terrorism?
Senator, I'm not aware of any such cases in my law firm. I was in a group of lawyers that was often approached to ask, would you file a brief for some group? And I'm not aware that any victims of terrorism asked our firm to participate. Okay.
Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button and tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us, as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now,
joining me to talk about this, U.S. Senator from Tennessee, Bill Hagerty. Senator, this is maybe, for me, the most shocking moment of all, is the fact that we have a Supreme Court nominee that did pro bono work for terrorists being detained at Guantanamo Bay. When you heard that, what did you think?
Ben, I thought it was consistent with this entire administration's posture to be soft on crime. I mean, they're going to be much softer on criminals than they are on victims, as Senator Cotton just extracted. No work for victims, no concern for victims. Their concern is to go easy on crime. And what we've seen around the United States, particularly in Democrat-run cities, is just a massive increase in crime here in America. This has been prompted by Democrat leadership, and I'm not surprised at all to see their nominee to the Supreme Court, again, being soft on crime and not being attentive to the needs of the victims of these crimes.
There's another shocking part about Judge Jackson's history as she has been working in the legal field. And I think the most shocking part is She consistently has gone easy when it comes to one crime and the person who's committed, child pornography sentencing. She has documents, court case after court case of her giving criminals convicted of child pornography charges lighter sentences than what is recommended by federal guidelines. When you see that it's not just, it's not like a one-off thing, it's consistent. I think it's very clear now that she doesn't believe that there should be tough sentencing for those that are involved in child pornography. She even defended the fact that she said, well, look, you can get yourself in trouble real quick with the internet, and a few clicks can get you all of a sudden a bunch of child porn. So we shouldn't put you in jail for a long time if you're on the internet looking, downloading, sending child pornography. But if you send it in the mail, then there's different guidelines for that because that shows a real intent. I couldn't believe the words coming out of her mouth when I heard this, but this is literally her defense, and you've got to have to vote on this. What did you think?
It was very disturbing to hear this, Ben. If you think about it, I was talking with Senator Cruz, who attended law school with her. It seems this pattern goes all the way back perhaps to her academic time. But looking at every one of her sentencing experiences when it had to do with this crime, she was at either the very low end of the required sentence or even below what the prosecutor recommended. So as you rightly mentioned, she's been consistently off on this, consistently in favor of those who perpetrate crimes of this horrific nature. And it's inexplicable to me.
You look at the facts here, and for everyone that's listening, I hope that you'll understand just, I would say, how clear it is, her thought process on this. They found 10 cases where she weighed in on child pornography. 8 of those 10 cases, she was below the minimum sentence. And this ranged anywhere from 14% to 88%. So it's obvious that Jackson believes that child pornography, convicts get lighter sentences. And that's a part of her legal mindset. Not only that, she also seems to like to defend terrorists, people at Guantanamo Bay. And this is who we want to put on the Supreme Court. While she also has said that she won't say that packing the Supreme Court is a bad thing. You add all this up, how in the world have we gotten to this point now where this woman still, with all of this, Senator, has a legitimate chance of being a very legitimate chance of actually sitting on the Supreme Court of the United States of America?
Well, it's shocking that someone that puts the rights of terrorists, if there should be any at all, puts the rights of horrific criminals, ahead of those of the victims here. That's exactly what we've seen in her record. This question that was asked by Leader McConnell about her position on packing the court, she can't answer it. I mean, that's a political question. And what's being uncovered through the course of these days of interviews is the fact that we actually have a political activist that's posing as a jurist. What we need to have are people that interpret the Constitution as written. That's exactly what I intend to probe when I meet with her next week. Is she going to interpret the Constitution as it's written, or is she going to be an activist that wants to view this as, quote, a living document? She's not been able to answer that question either. Is the Constitution a living document, or is it to be interpreted as it was written by our founders? Certainly the latter is the correct answer. Let's see what she has to say.
Well, you obviously have colleagues that are Democrats, and I'm not going to ask you to name names, but I do want to get your take on the feel of the Democratic Party. Do they feel like her nomination is now at risk at all, or is this just such an activist decision from the very beginning and a campaign payoff? I remind people that Joe Biden made it very clear that he was going to discriminate against all races and all sexes that were not women or African-American with his first Supreme Court nominee. That means he basically segregated and discriminated against about 85%, 84%, if we want to be exact, of the American population. No one was allowed to get this job unless you filled the quota of being a woman and being African-American. And it, I worry that this is just so much about that quota, that campaign promise that she can, we can find out even, and I don't know what's worse than, you know, giving licenses to child pornographers, child sex offenders, and defending people at Guantanamo Bay. And also, by the way, not even being able to define what a woman is when it is what got you the eligible for this job, right? You had to be defined as a woman to get this job, and she couldn't even define what a woman was, dealing obviously with the NCAA and what's happening with men playing with women. But are there Democrats that are starting to think maybe this is not the right person? Or are they just going to put their head down and vote yes?
Well, I think I know the Democrats you're talking about, and I know that you're being polite not to name names, but I will. Senator Joe Manchin, who I think has stood up against the headwinds of his own party, he's taken decisions that were right for the people of West Virginia. I frankly can't imagine people of West Virginia want to see a judicial activist like this sitting on the bench, somebody that's going to try to reinterpret the Constitution and push us further to the left. But those are questions that, that the senator from West Virginia will have to answer on his own. I will say this, though. The left knows no bounds. We saw what happened in Justice Kavanaugh's hearing. We saw what happened when they tried to intimidate Senators Sinema and Senator Manchin. When they don't get their way, they know no bounds. So I think it could be extremely difficult on any Democrat that tries to buck this, that doesn't go along with, you know, the preordained view that we're going to put an activist in place. It's going to be very hard for a Democrat to vote no against this. And as you know, the way it works for a Supreme Court nominee, it takes 50 votes. The Democrats have 50 plus the Vice President of the United States, which regretfully Kamala Harris sits in that position right now. So with 50 plus one, they can do this. I'm sure there's a tremendous amount of pressure in their party to hold the line on whatever nominee they put forward, which means it's more and more incumbent on Senator Biden and myself to point out the issues that are associated with a candidate like this.
You know, I always look at the hard left media to see what they're feeling. And you could see it changing, Senator, last night. Joy Reid was on MSNBC, and she said, quote, "I was getting texts all day and have been for the last 3 days from people who, similarly to what Joyce is saying, would normally not sit there and watch all day a confirmation hearing as I would because I'm a nerd. The outrage is real." He went, a lot of it is, quote, blatant disrespect. They're immediately going for the race card here. I tweeted that they were treating her like a black shopper, that they were following through the store. Just the ultimate disrespect for her as a human being, as a judge. The fact that her family was there, all because, in Lindsey Graham's view, apparently this whole hearing was payback for Kavanaugh, who nobody told him to sexually violate his high school friends or those girls in college and get accused of it credibly. That is not the fault of Judge Jackson. Apparently, according to Lindsey Graham, she needs to pay for that. They're still accusing Brett Kavanaugh of having rape parties, which we all know is absurd and never happened and wasn't true and not credible. And yet they're going back to this, which makes me think maybe they really are worried that her nomination is in real trouble.
Well, they should be worried because what's being revealed to the American public, again, is more far left policy. Again, coming through now the judiciary branch. They can't get it done in the legislative field. They can't get it done at the ballot box. So they want to install judges and justices that will push for their far left policies. Again, not accountable to the people, but this is another avenue, a way that the Democrats hope to end run the system and get their policies through. And when you see, when you see media talking heads like this, going into pivot and full spin mode, I think it does indicate that they perceive themselves in trouble. It's also just terrible to think back about what's been done, going back to Judge Bork, Judge Thomas, the horrific process that they put Kavanaugh through, and then to try to compare, questioning on the judicial record of a nominee, try to compare it to that. Again, they'll seek the lowest of lows and go there as quick as possible.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's
the
problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Senator, I want to pivot real quick to what's happening in Ukraine. And there seems to be a lot of talk right now about maybe giving half of Ukraine to Vladimir Putin for some sort of ceasefire agreement. We're also hearing now that Biden is going to announce that the U.S. will take 100,000 Ukrainian refugees. And there's now many that are saying that the Biden administration's policy is they do not believe that Ukraine can stand up to Russia. So they're basically saying, all right, give up part of the country behind the scenes, and then maybe that'll stop all this insanity. If this is our foreign policy, it is a disaster, because the foreign policy is solely based on the actions of a tyrant, not based on protecting people that live in free countries. I know that's a lot to throw at you, but I know you got a lot to say about it. So let's deal with the first part, which is this real idea apparently that's being floated about at the White House about, all right, well, maybe we say they take half the country and we'll get a ceasefire out of the deal. Your thoughts?
Well, you use the word insanity, Ben, and I think that's got to be, you know, central to the whole process that the Biden administration is working through right now. First, they talk about options in public. They talk about what we're not going to do. We should leave this in a position as ambiguous as possible. Let Vladimir Putin find out what we're going to do, depending on his actions. Instead, he's setting the policy. We're negotiating against ourselves, and we're doing it in public. I just find this, you know, as a business person all my life, no one handles things like this in business. I was a diplomat. I was the U.S. ambassador to Japan at the time when things were as hot as they could be with North Korea. This is not how you negotiate. This is not how you look at the best interests of U.S. national security, nor that of your allies. So what I see is a very naive approach. They're fumbling around in the media trying to see how things, you know, various options may poll. They're floating ideas so that other allies like Germany can begin to take the lead. They're really defaulting back to the old Obama-Biden policies of leading from behind, Ben. And what they're doing is they're jeopardizing, you know, at this point, the Ukrainians, but they're also emboldening other countries like China, who has its design set on Taiwan, and other areas of the world that I think are very hot right now. This is very, very dangerous what they're doing. And again, making national security decisions by press release and by media discussions, not the right approach.
You know, Putin has just attacked the petrodollar system, is now demanding, quote, unfriendly nations purchase gas in rubles. This comes as Russia's ally, Belarus, has granted, and this is not a joke, it's a real headline, January the 6th protesters asylum citing political persecution in this country, trying to dig and punch at anything they can to mess with America using January 6th, which just makes, at this point, you just got to laugh. When you see them demanding you move your nation's purchases of gas into rubles, and also there's still people now apparently saying that they believe that Vladimir Putin should actually be attending the G20 summit that is coming up. Absurd.
The whole thing is absurd, but it's obvious that they've got an information war going on, and we need to realize and recognize the fact that this is not just a kinetic war on the ground in Ukraine. There's a war of information and disinformation. There's something else we need to be prepared for, and that is cyber attacks. Russia is completely capable of doing this. We know that Russian hackers attacked the Colonial Pipeline just last year. Again, we need to be reflecting strength. I reached out to Secretary Mayorkas, who runs Homeland Security, to Secretary Austin at the Department of Defense last week to ask them what we're doing to make all of our defenses available to private networks, to state and local networks, to make certain that we're defending ourselves against the possibility of other means of aggression, in this case, cyber attacks. So we need to be very careful about that. To your point on the G20, under the Trump administration, when the G20 was held in Osaka, Japan, I was the ambassador to Japan. President Trump actually asked me to take his seat at the G20 for one of the four rounds. I sat next to Vladimir Putin. It's chilling to sit next to a killer like that, and I can't imagine that Putin could be welcome in that sort of environment moving forward. The G20 needs to take some action to address that. But the notion that Vladimir Putin could actually be entertained as a member of an organization like that, given what he's done, he's an international pariah. Again, we need to be leading from the front, not behind, and demanding that Putin be paying the consequence at every level for the activities that he's undertaking right now.
Lastly, I want to ask you about the big controversy, which I don't believe should have been a controversy, and that was doing whatever we can to get the airplanes needed to the Ukrainian military. We've been dragging our feet. I think this administration has been very clear that that's been their idea, is to drag their feet on Ukraine and just kind of see what happens when you see this being our foreign policy for people that are actually trying to fight for themselves. I'm not in favor of sending our men and women. I want to make that very clear to Ukraine. I don't want us to go and die over there, but the people that are living there are willing to fight and defend themselves. We should give them everything they need. And this administration every time is like, well, I'm just concerned that that might provoke Russia. Should we have given them these planes, and should we have stopped playing chess while they're playing checkers and just wiping the board clean?
Well, two points, Ben. I was not one of the people that jumped on that letter to say that we should send that we should send the planes over. I was not on that letter, and there's a good reason for that. I'm trying to keep my eye on the horizon. My first interest is not to be emotional. I think Zelensky has done a great job of getting the people of Ukraine to support him. I think he's done a great job of getting the people of the world to support his cause. But we need to be deliberate in what we do. We need to be focused on America's interests first. Again, Zelensky's doing a great job of making certain that Ukraine's interests are placed first. I have to be responsible for putting America's interests first and keep my eye on the horizon with respect to China, its designs on Taiwan, what's happening in Iran, what's happening in North Korea. And I don't want to see us get so bogged down in one situation that we can't address the others. The situation with the MiGs is something that I've had the opportunity now to have a classified briefing. I did not have that benefit at the time this letter was being circulated, and I would not sign it at that point. Right now, I'll just say this. We are, and we have, dedicated in the United States Senate a tremendous amount of resources, both lethal resources and humanitarian resources to Ukraine. My focus right now is making certain that those resources get to where they need to be. The Ukrainian people have demonstrated their ability to stand up and fight. They're doing a remarkable job. They need the materiel to do that. Our job is to get that to them. Rather than escalate things to a point where we have our men and women in a no-fly zone, as Vladimir Vladimir Zelensky has requested. I mean, that puts us right at the doorstep of a direct encounter with Russia. I think we need to be focused on enabling Ukraine, but also making certain that America has the capability to handle challenges that are facing us on multiple dimensions.
I'm going to ask it a different way, because I want to make sure I'm very clear, because I think the point you're making is interesting. You're afraid that if we give them those planes, even to their pilots, that this would then make or give Vladimir Putin a reason to escalate things when it comes to chemical or even nuclear war, and that is the concern?
No, my concern is that we help Ukraine in the most effective way possible. I'm not convinced that those planes are the most effective way possible. Zelensky requested everything that he possibly could. I would if I were in his position, too. I would request the skies to be closed, as he requested, and every bit of equipment that he could get. What we're focused on is the most effective equipment that we can deliver to him. There are a lot of complications associated with the MiGs. I won't go beyond that. But according to the classified briefing that I've been able to get, I'm confident that we're focused in the right area right now in terms of our support. We should have been doing this a lot sooner. We should have imposed sanctions well before Putin ever invaded, so we would have had a deterrent effect. We should have been arming Ukraine with what we're trying to provide now. We could have provided ahead of time. Again, as I look at Taiwan, I'm thinking in the same direction there. But we've got to keep our eye on the horizon, again, making certain that we're looking out for America's interest first.
Senator, I appreciate your perspective. That's why I want to ask you about it. And I think a lot of people want to understand the logic behind it. And I think you did a great job explaining that. Thank you, as always, for coming on. And obviously, we'll have you back again real soon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, that's the number four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Senator Marsha Blackburn joins me now. Now, Senator, I want to go back in history real quick, and please correct me if I am wrong. Didn't the President of the United States of America, when he was a candidate running for office, to try to buy the votes of liberal women and of minority African-American women specifically, say that he was going to only nominate and discriminate against everyone else that wasn't a woman, and B, who anybody that wasn't an African-American woman was immediately disqualified from being on the Supreme Court with his first pick? Isn't that true? Is that right? Or did I get that wrong?
You know, Ben, he was very explicit in saying that he was going to bring more diversity and that he was going to elevate more women. And of course, we want to see women earn their rightful place in society. And here we have a federal judge who has been on the bench for nearly a decade. She is highly skilled, highly educated, has a very impressive resume, has a wonderful family, has great parents. They open tremendous doors of opportunity to her, and she has taken advantage of all this opportunity. It is the embodiment of the American dream with all she has accomplished. And she serves on the school board. Georgetown Day School, they are teaching CRT to five-year-olds. They have a curriculum called Woke Kindergarten. Parents are very concerned about this, about CRT. They want, and they're concerned about the rights for their children. They've seen biological men competing against biological women in sports. They are concerned about this. They want a Supreme Court justice who is going to defend their right as a parent to rear their children as they see fit and as they know best. And it has been of concern that she will not clarify her position on CRT. Like last night, I finally said, well, just define woman for me. She would not give me that definition. People have been very frustrated with her approach on crime and the way she's been soft on child abusers, child predators, pedophiles in her sentencing during her time on the federal bench. All of this has come into play. All of it.
I think it's shocking, though, that you have a president of the United States of America who even understands what the definition of woman is, because that's why he picked her, because she is the definition of a woman. And so after she is picked, knowing that she's being picked because she is of two qualifications, number one, a woman, number two, African-American, and he had to pay off on that promise and discriminate against everyone else. She can't even define what a woman is when the definition of a woman is what got her in front of you yesterday anyway.
It just shows you with the progressive left how far they're going to go to push their agenda. Now, the other thing I brought up to her last night after that exchange was Demand Justice, a far left progressive group who is seeking to pack the court, which, of course, going back to when Judge Jackson was before us to go on the appellate court a year ago, she would not answer the question as to where she stood on court packing. She has refused to do that during this confirmation hearing. And I brought to her attention last night that Demand Justice has put out a $1 million ad buy to support her confirmation to the U.S. Supreme Court. And you got to believe, if court packing comes before the U.S. Supreme Court, they're expecting Judge Jackson as Justice Jackson to support them in court packing. Why else would they be doing a $1 million ad buy? They are doing rallies and protests all over the country in support of her. And they're pushing hard, pushing Democrat senators very aggressively to get her confirmed to the court.
It is shocking to see just how I would say an activist she is. One of the other things that I think some people that maybe were at work yesterday, and I want you to explain this. She wouldn't say if the U.S. should strengthen child pornographer punishments. Now, there have been accusations that she's been lenient on child predators when she has seen cases that involve them. Explain that a little bit more, because I think is one of the most dangerous parts of what she has done as a judge, that we actually have a record of her doing this.
Yes, exactly right. And as you know, strengthening protection of children online is something that I have put a tremendous amount of attention on, and actually have bipartisan legislation ready to go to the Senate floor that would strengthen some of these provisions. Well, she sat there in these hearings and said, well, you know, Congress hasn't given us enough guidance on this. And we pointed out to her, well, no, that's not exactly right. Congress has given you guidance, but what you did, instead of going within the range of sentences recommended, the minimum to the maximum, her habit was to repeatedly go about 5 years below the minimum, So she wasn't even meeting the minimum. And we brought forward several cases. In the research that we as a committee did, we found 10 cases that she had weighed in on. And she would repeatedly go below the minimum in these cases. And people can go back and look through the hearing. Senator Cruz did a great job. He put them all on a poster board so she could see them. And so she would be able to respond. And she went anywhere from 14% to 88% below the minimum, and even further below what the government was recommending in these cases.
It is shocking that this is where we are, unfortunately. And as you just mentioned, yes. Ted Cruz said, if Judge Brown gets on the bench, he said sexual predators would be released if your law school views prevailed. And this is all the reason why you have these confirmation hearings. And that is the point that he kept saying was, look, he brought up her 1996 Harvard Law Review note during the second day of her confirmation hearing, talking about this, reading aloud excerpts from her major academic work entitled Prevention versus Punishment Towards a Principal Distinction in the restraint of release sex offenders. And Cruz argued that Jackson was advocating for the idea that the regulated release of sexual offenders, which can require them to register with local law enforcement officials, notify community members of their presence, undergo DNA testing, and submit to civil commitment for an indefinite term, quote, could be seen as unconstitutional if the regulations are viewed as punishment rather than preventative. This is her thought. She's standing up for not the children of sexual abuse, she's standing up for the sex offenders themselves.
Yes, and we pointed this out to her in that writing, in that note. One of the things that I pointed out to her was that she made a point of saying she thought that federal judges had personal hidden agendas. So, you know, on the first day I asked her about this, and of course the left goes wild, the New York Times is beating up on me, Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN, saying I was taking things out of context. No, what I did was read back to Judge Jackson her own words about releasing hardened criminals, about going soft on child predators, about CRT in the schools, about praising progressive education.
Well, you also mentioned... You also mentioned something else, and I just want to play this about five-year-olds. Can they pick their own gender? Here is what you said in your question, so people don't take it out of context, and I want to get your reaction.
Tell you, too, With Georgetown Day School, I found it astounding that it teaches kindergartners, five-year-old children, and I've got grandchildren, and they teach them that they can choose their gender. So is this what you were praising when you applauded the, and I'm quoting you, transformative power of Georgetown Day School's progressive education? Do you agree that our schools should teach children that they can choose their gender?
Senator, I'm not remembering exactly what quote you're referencing, but Georgetown Day School is...
It was in a book, and you gave the quote.
I mean, it's you can't get more straightforward than this. This is an I got you question, which the media said, oh, you were, this was a grotesque line of questioning. She's on the school board. She gave the quote, and then she acts like she can't remember it.
Well, it was in their magazine, their annual report magazine, where you have board members and parents bragging about the school so that they can get more students. And she knows that. She knows she submitted that quote, and she doesn't want to own up to it because of the way it appears now that parents from, it doesn't matter if it's Virginia or San Francisco, people are throwing over the school board. And if you're on the school board, then don't you think you know a little bit about the curriculum? I asked her last night, I said, you know, you had Senator Cruz show you all these books. And I asked you about teaching five-year-olds to choose their gender. Has there never been a parent at Georgetown Day that has called you as a board member and said, I have a concern? And she said, no.
Unbelievable. There's more questioning coming today. I know you got to go and get back to it. All right. Lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.